Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Let's get back to You Better You Bet on the BetMGM Network.
Welcome back. This is You Better You Bet, presented by BetMGM on the BetMGM Network. I'm Femi Ebefe, hanging with you guys this Thursday afternoon. 40 minutes from now, we'll be joined by Nick Kostos with his thoughts on tonight's decisive Game 3 in the AL Wildcard Series between his New York Yankees and the Boston Red Sox. Nick will be sweating tonight. In addition to Thursday night football between the Niners and the Rams. And we want to know from you guys, the real ones out there, what's your best bet for either the tonight's baseball game or the football game? Once again, Yankees, Red Sox, or Niners, Rams. Could be side, total, or prop, whatever you like. Anytime TD score, yardage, prop, over, under on outs, home run, like whatever you like, let us know why. Drop it into the YouTube chat or into the Twitch chat, and we'll give you a shout out later on at 5:40. Also, coming up in about 20 minutes, we resume our NFL awards conversation. Yesterday broke down MVP, Offensive Player of the Year, Defensive Player of the Year. If you missed that, make sure you check it out in podcast form. Just search You Better You Bet wherever you get your podcast. Today, we'll be tackling Coach of the Year, both rookies, and Comeback Player of the Year, where I think, honestly, in Comeback Player of the Year, and we're going to get into it in the next segment, I think we have a false favorite. I think that right now there is a someone who should be the favorite who is not the favorite, and we'll discuss that coming up in 20 minutes. But joining us right now, like he does each and every weekday at 3:20 Eastern, it's our executive producer, Bill Zimmerman. Bill, what a day in sports. Three do-or-die baseball games, Thursday night football. Can't ask for much more here on October 2nd, buddy.
Yeah, you gotta love October sports. Everything happening, of course, hockey around the corner, NBA a couple weeks after that. Sports equinox coming at the end of the month. But no need to get ahead of ourselves. We've got an awesome Thursday, and kudos to the Dodgers for helping me get out of that slump last night.
Yeah, yeah, you were texting Nick and I last night. Like, I was like, I'm getting concerned about Bill here. he needs to see the ball go through the hoop, man. This is getting
spiraling. It was spiraling. No doubt about it. When the Reds jumped out of that lead, like, oh boy. But when you expect the worst, like, and that happens, you're just like, oh, here it is.
Hey, but at the end of the day, they came through. The Dodgers got your back.
Dodgers came through. Goodness. You gotta love it.
It's funny. You mentioned like hockey coming up next Tuesday. Obviously, the NBA, which I was literally watching an NBA preseason game before the show started. Sixers and the Knicks over in Abu Dhabi. That's where we're at right now on the sports calendar. But like I was telling my wife last night, I was like, yeah, you know, I mean, you got hockey starting up on Tuesday. I'm going to do a little bit of prep work for that over the weekend on Saturday. I got the NBA in a couple of weeks. She was just like, wait, what? All of this is coming back? I'm like, yes, honey. Welcome to October. This is just where we're at. Here it comes. And we're going to get college football cranking up. I mean, at college basketball next month. Like, I mean, the whole thing is really heading our way. But it's a fun time of year. Many chances to bet on sports. So can't complain. All good problems to have.
Yeah, and we'll have Joel Embiid health updates in the headlines before you know it.
I mean, yeah. Joel Embiid says he will not be rushing back for the 2025-26 season. Just get ready for that, folks, in a couple of weeks with our daily Sixers update with Paul George's knee and Tyrese. Yeah, the whole thing. It's here we go. Here we go. And speaking of here we go, let's go ahead and get to the pressing items on the day today. What's the number one thing we need to know this afternoon?
Well, Febby, we're talking about 76ers injuries. We don't need to talk about 76ers injuries because we can talk about San Francisco 49ers injury. Week 5 in the NFL kicks off tonight. NFC West showdown, LA Rams and San Francisco 49ers. And Femi, it seems like every 49er is hurt except for Christian McCaffrey. Because of that, over at BetMGM, the Rams are currently 8.5-point favorites with the total points 43.5. Femi, how are you and others betting this one over at BetMGM?
Yeah, I mean, this one right now for me, if I had to bet the game, and I don't think I'm going to end up betting the side or the total because, like, the side, I mean, you're looking at it, it's out so far. I'm seeing nines in some places, 8.5 over at BetMGM. If I had to bet the game, I'd probably actually lean towards San Francisco. Like, I've gone back and forth with this one all week long. At first, I was like, oh, maybe fallen hero spot. And then on Tuesday and Wednesday, I'm like, well, maybe there might be too many heroes who have been fallen for the 49ers. And now that we're here on game day, like, maybe it is San Francisco. So if I had to bet the game, it'd be a small, small bet on the Niners. But I'm going to bet other things. Like, obviously, Femi's Island will be coming up a little bit later on at 6:40 Eastern time. So for me, it's going to mainly just be props. And all my big bet stuff will be on the baseball game between the Yankees and the Red Sox. But as for what everyone else is betting with this contest, 60% of the bets, 66% of the bets, and 77% of the handle is on the Rams laying 8.5. 61% of bets and 57% of the handles on under 45.5. 63% of bets, 49ers on the money line at plus 350, but 71% of the handle is on the Rams money line at minus 450. As for the most popular player props, Niners, running back Christian McCaffrey over 16.5 rushing attempts. That's number 5. Fourth most popular, McCaffrey over 6.5 receptions. Third most popular, DeMarcus Robinson over 28.5 receiving yards. Second most popular, Blake Corum over 30.5 rushing yards. And then the most popular player prop at BetMGM, where we look to make it legendary, Brian Robinson Jr. over 17.5 rushing yards. As for the most popular anytime TD scorer bet, that will be Davante Adams at plus 125 to be the anytime touchdown scorer. Once again, Femi Zeiland, we will have props coming at you at 6:40 as we look to make it three straight, I believe it will be. Yeah, three straight for the Femi Zeiland touch. I guess it'll be like a four straight one since we got double on Monday night. But at the third straight primetime Island game, we'll be hoping to cash once again with the first TD score. But anyone betting the game? Probably Niners or pass. I'm likely to just pass and bet the Island bets later on this evening. Bill, hit me with the next one.
Well, Femi, you talked about it a little bit last segment. The New York Yankees force a game 3 with a 4-3 win over the Boston Red Sox in their wild card series last night. So first pitch tonight in this decisive game 3, 8:08 Eastern. Yankees are a minus 160 favorite. Boston plus 135 on the money line. And Femi, total runs set at 7.5 over at BetMGM.
Yeah, like I said in the first segment, this to me feels like all possibilities are on the table. Well, you got two young pitchers in a do or die game, a decisive game, winner take all, and the winner will take on the Blue Jays in Toronto for the ALDS. The loser goes home. I'm curious to see how these young guys handle the moment. Now, Connelly early, I mean, the guy got called up like a month ago, and now here he is pitching in a do-or-die spot in the Bronx. It's not ideal, and that's why you see the betting market favor Cam Schlittler by a pretty decent margin. Like, of course, the Yankees would be favored in the game. They're at home. They have an awesome lineup, the much better lineup between the two teams. But, like, Cam Schlittler, when we've never seen him in a game of this magnitude, all the way out to minus 165 at some sports books, that's just based off the fact that our guy Connelly early, like, this is like sight unseen pretty much in terms of a game with this kind of stakes. So I think it's a very, very high variance game. I like Boston just because when you have two pitchers, we don't really know how they're going to respond in these moments. How do the managers manage the game? And on one side, we have Alex Cora, and on the other side, we have Aaron Boone. Like, I'm always going to take Alex Cora, especially when I'm getting plus money. Now, the Red Sox bullpen, like, yeah, I'm obviously a little bit concerned, especially after what we saw last night. Please, no more Garrett Whitlock. Thank you very much. But, like, you got to be a little bit concerned with that one. But I think the Red Sox team, they are definitely the team playing with house money. Like, their season's on the line, but all of the pressure is on the Yankees. And if the Red Sox ever got out to a fast start, do you think this Yankees team can actually get out of a hole and come back? I don't think so. I think the pressure of the moment The magnitude, the rivalry, I think it gets Aaron Boone and it gets these Yankees. I like the Red Sox to pull it off and get the upset win and head up north to Toronto to take on the Blue Jays in the ALDS starting on Saturday. So give me the Red Sox. I have the series price. I'm probably going to add a little bit more with tonight's money line just because I'm burning the boats, baby. We are shoving all the chips to the center of the table. Let's go. Let's get it done in enemy territory. Let's go Sox. Bill, hit me with the next one.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, Femi, we've got another Game 3 coming up here, and it's the San Diego Padres at the Chicago Cubs. Of course, after the Padres won Game 2, 3-0, first pitch here is going to be 5:08 Eastern, and if we look over at BetMGM, this one, really close. Cubs are sitting at minus 115 on the money line, Padres just minus 105, so basically a coin flip game here, Femi. Total runs is also 7.5 in this one.
I think the big question for me with this game, and come October, like we talk about this sometimes on the show, like, oh, like Fangraphs told me this and that. Like in October, Fangraphs gets thrown out the window. And I feel like vibes actually carry over more so than like looking at the numbers and what's the expected outcomes and all this stuff, like the barrel percentage and all these things. No, vibes trump everything in October. And I have to ask myself this question. Do the Padres once again have the juice? Now, I don't know if they do. Last year, I thought they did, and then they blew the 2-1 lead against the Dodgers. That was the Dodgers. This is the Cubs. Much different scenario. And the Cubs, you look at their lineup, I'm looking around wondering, outside of Kyle Tucker, who do I actually trust in a big spot at the plate? Like PCA, I mean, he's playing cricket out there. That dude's swinging at stuff that's bouncing. I don't know what happened to him. The PCA that we saw in April, May, and June, as opposed to the PCA that we've seen since the second half of the season, now into the postseason. Like, this dude is lost at the plate, as you see his positioning now in the lineup. Like, the Cubs, I want to believe, I actually think they're going to get it done, just because Yu Darvish, no. Just no. I'm not doing that. Not with a pick'em game. I have the Cubs series price minus 110 from the start of the series. It's the same bet that's going on right now, so there's no point of adding on more. I'm just going to ride out that bet. But I do think Chicago's going to find a way to win this game. I like the home team to advance to the NLDS, where they'll be taking on the rival Milwaukee Brewers. What a matchup that'll be. Craig Counsell going back to Milwaukee now for a playoff series. That will be a hell of a storyline. So I think the Cubs get it done, but it's going to be sweaty because this Padres team, while I'm not super scared of them making a deep run this October, sometimes they got guys like Machado and Merrill. Those guys rise to the occasion, and that has to concern you if you're a Cubs backer like yours truly. Bill, hit me with the next one.
Well, Femi, last night, the one team that isn't going to have to deal with a game three is the LA Dodgers. They advance as they beat the Cincinnati Reds 8-4. That means their spot is set in the National League Divisional Series, where they will take on the Philadelphia Phillies. Game one is going to be Saturday. That's in Philadelphia. We don't have a start time yet. That's going to depend on which other teams advance. But Femi, the news in this one that everyone's going to be excited about, Shohei Ohtani will be starting on the mound for the Dodgers in game one.
Oh, I mean, that's a hell of a pitching matchup. Ohtani versus Sanchez. Like, that's the stuff that October is made of right there. But before we get to that series, Dodgers-Phillies, which we're all incredibly excited about, I want to talk about last night. Last night, of course, I liked Mookie Betts to hit a home run. He did not do that, unfortunately. All he did was have four hits in the game. So, like, Mookie was on one. And, like, this lineup for the Dodgers, It is so loaded with Ohtani and Betts and Freeman and Hernandez and Muncy. You can go on and on and on down the line with this Dodgers lineup, and it all looks great. But the big thing with the Dodgers, once again, and it crept up last night, here we are in the eighth inning in an 8-4 ball game, and the Reds have the bases loaded. Against better lineups, against better teams, that will hurt the Dodgers. They cannot continue with this bullpen. Like, this bullpen is so problematic. Like, I don't know how they're supposed to navigate the LDS, the LCS, and in a World Series with this bullpen. Like, it's trying to do like this high wire act. I think any Dodger game, as great as the lineup is, the other team is always in the game. If the Reds can do that, what do you think the Phillies can do? Like, I like this Dodgers team quite a bit, but I just cannot look past that bullpen. And I think it's going to end up burning them in this series against Philadelphia. Like, I like Philly. And right now, you can get the Phillies over at BetMGM plus 105 on the series price. The Dodgers are minus 125, which shows you how much respect the betting market has for the Dodgers, who are once again the favorites to win the World Series. I think Philly, with their combination of pitching, and if this lineup can please just like be normal and not get cold, and all of a sudden everybody just like starts to go on a slump together, like what we saw last October, if this lineup can have it cooking, I think the Phillies are going to the World Series. I think the Phillies are winning the World Series. And in fact, I actually think, I'll say this, because like as much as I talk about the Dodgers bullpen, you need the team quality to actually take advantage of it. I think Philadelphia is actually the only team that could take advantage of it. I'll say this. I think not only is this the NLCS, I think that this is the start of the World Series come Saturday. I think the winner of this series is going to win the World Series. Put that one in pen, put it in stone, however you want to do it. Take a picture, you know, whatever you got to do. This is the World Series. I think the Phillies are going to get it done. I think the Phillies will be the winner of the Fall Classic later on this month. But give me Philadelphia plus 105. I'll take that all day long. I'm just absolutely fired up for Ohtani versus Sanchez come Saturday. Bill, hit me with the last one before we head to break.
I mean, let's do a little NFL really quickly here. Giants, Saints in New Orleans this Sunday. A little extra juice in this one because, of course, we know the Saints had the ninth pick in the first round, passed on Jackson Dart, who, of course, the Giants trade up for and draft in the end towards the end of round one. Here's the quote on Dart about that. There's always a chip on your shoulder anytime something like that happens. But yeah, I'm just going to go out there and play as hard as I can. Got me a little extra juice in a game that features two teams combined 1-7 record.
Yeah, this should be a fun one. This is interesting. And Jackson Dart, you can just tell by the way he plays, he's one of those kind of like bad MFers, you know? Like he's like, that's how he kind of conducts himself. But I also will say this, Jackson, please protect yourself. No longer like running your shoulder into defenders. If I had to bet this game, I think I might actually get there. I think I'm rolling with Big Blue and Jackson Dart and Brian Daboll to win in New Orleans. We'll talk some more NFL awards and update you on what's going on in Cleveland on the other side. This is You Better You Bet.
We'll be right back with You Better You Bet on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. Fee and fees apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.